the EU statement and wants to thank the High Commissioner for his oral update. We see the disastrous consequences of the war waged against Ukraine by Russia in the daily media coverage. Russia's unrelenting attacks with explosive weapons in populated areas have not only led to numerous civilian deaths and injuries, they have also seriously damaged critical infrastructure. What you don't usually see is what happens behind closed doors. This is why these updates are so important. Your report shows that Russian authorities have subjected Ukrainian prisoners of war to torture, ill-treatment, and inhumane conditions in a widespread and systematic manner. We call on Russia to immediately cease and publicly condemn summary execution, torture, ill-treatment, and sexual violence against prisoners of war and civilian detainees, to end all unlawful practices relating to detention, and to provide independent and impartial monitors full and regular access to all places where Ukrainian prisoners of war and civilian detainees are held. Austria condemns in the strongest possible terms the latest escalation by Russia of its illegal, unprovoked, and unjustified war of aggression against Ukraine. We therefore repeat our call to the leadership of the Russian Federation to immediately cease its use of armed force against Ukraine and withdraw its military forces from the territory of Ukraine. High Commissioner, the report focuses on prisoners of war. Would you have more updates on the situation of civilians in detention? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I give the floor to Luxembourg.